On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The reasons behind the removal of Reverend Thulasizwe Buthelezi as the AmaZulu traditional prime minister remain unclear. Yesterday, King Misuzulu Gazwelithini issued a formal letter relieving him of the position he held for nearly a year. The Reverend's appointment came after the death of Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi. In the letter, the King announced the withdrawal of the Prime Minister, saying he would brief traditional leaders on the reasons for doing so after next month. The monarch said the move was necessary to protect the integrity of the throne and maintain the Zulu nation's trust. Buthelezi has yet to publicly comment on the announcement. And a search team in Tongaat, north of Durban, has recovered the body of a three-year-old boy who was reportedly abducted. A joint operation involving law enforcement agencies and private emergency groups began on Thursday in response to the alleged assault of the child's seven-year-old brother by a family member. The suspect, who's since been arrested, disappeared with the younger sibling. Samantha Merrick, who's with the IPSS Medical Rescue, says they treated the critically hurt seven-year-old and transported him to a medical facility. She says the search for his younger brother lasted 2 days before the suspect was arrested.
Upon further investigation, he was able to point out the crime scene to detectives, which led to the discovery of the little boy's body. He has been handed over to SAPS to continue the investigations, and our condolences go out to the friends and family of the deceased.
The White House says early indications suggest a Russian air defense missile was responsible for downing the passenger plane that crashed in Kazakhstan on Christmas Day, killing 38 people. It comes after an investigation by Azerbaijan Airlines blamed external physical and technical interference. Andrew Nicholson is from an aviation security firm. In a clip from Sky News, he agrees the evidence currently points in one direction.
All the indicators are that this was a misidentification and a shoot down. And of course, them being in Russian airspace at the time, there is a very high likelihood that this was Russian forces that conducted that attack.
Moscow had claimed a possible bird strike could be to blame. Back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms accompanied by possible damaging winds, excessive lightning, heavy downpours and hail over the northwestern parts of KZN today. And wet weather is expected across the province, with Durban reaching a high of 28 degrees, Kokstad 22, Pietermaritzburg and Margate 26, Richards Bay and Ladysmith 29, Moy River 24, Underberg 23 and 27 for Newcastle and Ulundi. In Durban this morning, we've got 2-metre-high swells at sea with sunset at 1 minute to 7. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.